Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and the star of the show, Dr. David Friedman.
We've all heard that high cholesterol is a major risk factor to heart disease and stroke, which kills millions of people every year. Not so, says our next guest. Joining us is a renowned cardiologist whose integrative approach to treating cardiovascular disease is turning the medical community upside down. Dr. Oz called his latest book a game changer because everything we've been programmed into believing about cholesterol is wrong. Welcome to the show, a returning guest on To Your Good Health Radio, co-author of The Great Cholesterol Myth, Dr. Stephen Sinatra. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Sinatra, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be here, David.
That's good. You know, our show is known for embracing controversial, cutting-edge topics, but I must say, today's program tops them all. Your new book basically reveals how cholesterol is not the cause of clogged arteries or heart disease. In fact, you say cholesterol screenings are pretty much a waste of time. Doc, this is like Christopher Columbus telling everyone the world isn't flat.
That's right.
What's going on? Yeah. Share it.
Well, I'll just share it. I mean, I've been a cardiologist for almost 40 years, and I got to tell you, I believed in the cholesterol theory for a couple of decades. I only started to question it back in 1993 when I realized that statin drugs were not only cholesterol killers, but coenzyme Q10 killers as well. But basically, the short answer, David, we chose the wrong marker for coronary disease. Cholesterol is a bad marker. I mean, look, it's found at the scene of the crime, but it's not right. The perpetrator. It's not the perpetrator. So we have to move off cholesterol. And there's so many other factors in the genesis of inflammation and coronary disease that the travesty is that we've placed all this emphasis on cholesterol. And again, it's just a wrong marker.
Is it true that you believe statin drugs can contribute to diabetes, even cancer?
Oh, yeah. Look, statin drugs are a blessing and a curse. I mean, they're good for some segments of the population. For example, men with low HDL with coronary disease, it's right. Probably the perfect drug. Because what statins do is, they happen to lower cholesterol, but their real mechanism of working is basically in their anti-inflammatories, and they thin the blood. So if you have a smoking male, for example, who is at high risk and he has a low HDL at the same time, then he's in double handcuffs. And I like a statin drug in middle-aged males with proven coronary disease. But remember, I mean, a middle-aged male with proven coronary disease has the most to gain and the least to lose. I would never treat a middle-aged woman with high cholesterol with a statin. I mean, there you're treating numbers. You're not treating patients, and you want to get away from that.
You make a profound statement in the book. You said people with high cholesterol actually live longer. How is it possible to live longer? You'd think it would shorten their life.
Well, again, and you know, that's sort of the dinosaur type of, you know, technology that we had back in the 60s and 70s. But look, the Framingham study has been a long study. I mean, it's gone on for decades. And what the Framingham has shown is people with higher cholesterols live longer. And there's studies out of Europe as well. The study out of Italy, for example, shows that the higher your cholesterol, the longer you live. So we have to really question this high cholesterol hypothesis because, you know, cholesterol is very protective to the body, and people don't realize that. I mean, look, it lubricates the skin. It activates vitamin D with sunlight. Cholesterol plus sunlight makes vitamin D. It makes bile salts for digestion. It protects the lung from respiratory infections. It protects the GI tract from respiratory infections. I mean, from GI infections. It literally forms a neurotransmitter in our brain. So, we need it for cognition and memory. Cholesterol is really vital to life. It makes our sex hormones, our testosterone, our adrenal hormones.
Wow. Everything you just mentioned, wouldn't cholesterol lower all those systems as well? Lowering medications?
Absolutely. That's why, I think it's a travesty to give a child, let's say, a cholesterol-lowering drug because, you know, children, you know, can catch MRSA staph, you know, and the higher your cholesterol, the more protection you have against those infections. So, listen, cholesterol is not the enemy. We chose the wrong marker. Sugar is the enemy. Now, if you want to talk about something that really accelerates inflammation and accelerates aging, that's sugar. And, we're a society of sugar. I mean, the average person takes in over 150 pounds of sugar, and sugar elicits insulin, and insulin is the most endothelial cell hormone around, and it causes enormous inflammation. So, And again, you know, cholesterol is more of our friend as opposed to sugar, which is our foe.
Well, so Doc, if somebody wants to eat a hamburger, that's not the concern. It's the sweet tea or soda they may be drinking with that burger that's more of an issue for the
heart? Yes, definitely. I'm in favor of an 80% plant-based diet and 20% animal protein. I've always said that, and I believe that. And I eat meat myself, but I have to tell you, it's not the meat. Although red meat does have a downside, especially if it's non-organic, if it's full of insecticides and pesticides and radiation. But if you eat range-fed organic meats, they're really safe. The real problem is chasing that hamburger down with, let's say, 32 ounces of, a supersized cola that has, 25 to 30 teaspoons of sugar in it. So, people don't realize how toxic sodas are, and sodas really are a mainstay or a staple of the American diet.
And people don't even think about that. They think it's the drink, but they think it's the drink, and I got to look at the food. Is the food healthy? And it's what you're washing it down with. But let me ask you, so is it table sugar that's the villain, or is it like include fructose found in fruits and maybe the sugar and alcohol? Share, when you're saying sugar, where is that sugar isolated?
It's all of the above. I mean, look, table sugar is really the worst because it's dead calories. All it does is elicit insulin. But again, if you were having a glass of wine at a bar or had a cocktail, I would tell you to chase it down with nuts, for example. Nuts mm-hmm. have, monounsaturated fats and saturated fats and some protein. So if you do a glass of wine, don't have it on an empty stomach because you will elicit a terrific insulin response, but have it with, some nuts. Same thing is true. If people want to have a dessert, which is better, ice cream or sherbet? Well, sherbet's pure sugar. You're going to get an insulin response. With ice cream, you have fat and protein in it. So, people need to be cognizant of really the amount of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates they're getting at one particular sitting. And it's not just the sugar we cook with and bake with and put in our tea and coffee. It's the white flour food. I mean, here mm-hmm. I'm in line with the wheat belly guy, Dr. Davis. I really believe
what he's saying
as well. Oh, he's great. He's a great guy. I heard him lecture the other day. And basically, he's right, too. So, bagels and cookies and toast and, breads and pastas. I mean, we have to eat less of those substances because they're going to drive sugar in the wrong way as well. And the high fructose fruits, less of. But remember, there's a lot of fruits that are low glycemic that you can eat plenty of. So, fruits are still okay in my mind, whether they're high glycemic or low glycemic. I'm still pro on fruits.
Right. Why do doctors believe high cholesterol is the cause of disease? Everyone's taught it, and it's all over the media.
We believed it. I believed it. I bought the myth for years. I mean, it goes back, in the book, it actually started with Ike. When Ike got a heart attack, he liked his eggs, he liked his hamburgers, he liked meat, he liked cheese. So, Ansel Keys did a study in Europe and showed that high cholesterol countries got heart disease, but he cherry-picked the countries, because if you look at 22 or 21 versus 7, you get a totally different situation. Now, a lot of the countries do have high cholesterol, but again, it's an association. Look at France, for example. The average Frenchman, their cholesterol is 250 to 275, and they have the lowest incidence of heart disease in Western Europe. Look at the island of Crete in Greece. Their average cholesterol is way over 200, and they haven't had a heart attack registered on the island for over a decade.
I'm going to break in, guys. Don't go away. We have more with Dr. Stephen Sinatra after this short commercial break. To get your copy of The Great Cholesterol Myth and to stay current with Dr. Sinatra's latest natural remedies and heart-healthy diet tips, go to heartmdinstitute.com. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman for toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Stay with us and stay well.